Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, you probably noticed that Jim is not here today. He's just taking a day off, so we're going to try and do the best job of filling in and giving you the kind of information that he'd want us to have here. You know, our director of operations is my wife, so our family business is important.
Yes.
You know, we've been, Jim and his wife, Jewel, started this practice a long time ago, about 14, 15 years. Victoria, as I call her, everybody in the office knows her as Vicki. But she's been with Jim over 10 years. So this is a long-term family business, and we just had my son join us. So this is something we're really proud that there's three generations of us working here. And I started to say, you know, we were looking this weekend, and everything is starting to look bright and happy. We've got some sunshine. It's not quite as cloudy. We're starting to see a little better news on the COVID front. So we're kind of excited that this is a time of year that many people feel kind of new. You know, we're not far from Easter. Vicki, what have you been seeing lately?
Well, March always signals the first part of spring, and usually to me that means cleaning, planting, and balancing. You know, all good ways on a way to focus to do something positive in the energy that we're all feeling that spring brings along. You know, it's kind of a time when we open up the windows and air out the house, but it's also a good time to clear out the old and make space for some of the new ideas, new desires, and new goals with hope of inspiring growth over the coming summer months. And things just generally seem to look brighter during the springtime months of March that we're entering in because we see change. And part of that change that we know that we're seeing right now is the number of the COVID cases. Those seem to appear to be decreasing, and, you know, people are getting vaccinated. And the Texas governor, he's lifted his statewide mask mandate. I think I read something about Mississippi doing that. Of course, you still have to wash your hands, people, and be socially consciously aware of where you are, you know. But these are just all a few examples of the big take action kind of energy that spring brings around and that we've been looking for since last March. You know, now's the time to create something amazing. And some of you might be making a decision right now during that time, should I retire, should I not, you know? And we hear that question a lot. So some of the questions, I think, are a lot easier to start the conversation with, you know? Maybe start off with, how can I move forward? Am I still going in the right direction? You know, is this the right job for me still? Should I pay off any of my debts? You know, is it a time to choose a new direction if my direction, you know, needs to alter just a little bit? What are my next big steps? These are just all of some of the things that spring is bringing in and the momentum and the energy. And it's great because now's the time to take advantage of calling us and coming in to seeing us now. And in letting us help you answer some of those questions.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to fight for a little time to talk here today. It's wonderful to have you here. And you're right. Spring is, it gives us an air of hope, which we should have all year long, but it's just something about spring that makes us feel really special. And, you know, you're talking about the COVID restrictions kind of being relaxed. We do want to let everyone know that at our seminars this month, which we're having on March 23rd and March 25th at Jesse's, there's still seats available, but we are still not relaxing our social distancing at our seminars. We want you to come out and learn something. We want you to feel comfortable coming. So, like we said on one of our previous shows, we are purposely reducing the available seats at our seminars to about half of what we used to have so that we can make sure we've got social distance between everyone to still keep us safe, even though we're feeling better. Who knows? Governor Ivey may even relax our mask mandate.
This program is pre-recorded. That announcement will be made after this show was recorded. So things could be completely different by the time the program is heard.
Even if we don't, you know, like Vicki said, keep practicing your personal responsibility. Wash your hands, stay distance. If you feel like you need to, wear your mask. I don't know that I'm going to stop wearing mine. I'm used to it. So
now's a good time to come into our office and see if we are wearing our mask, right, Gary? And you can do that by stopping by our office in Daphne, Alabama, or giving us a call at 251-625-1226.
625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Call that number or those numbers for a complimentary consultation or to make reservations for one of those upcoming seminars.
We'd love to see you. We'd love to hear from you. If you're still a little bit inconvenienced by traveling, definitely let us do a Zoom call with you. They're so easy, and they're not quite as personal as an in-office visit, but you know, you get to actually see us, and we'll help you whether you're planning to retire, whether you're asking when I can retire. You know, the interesting thing about our office is we have people of all ages that come into our office and work. I was just talking to a client the other day who's in her 20s, and her concerns and her needs are much different than a client that came in 2 days ago and said, "Hey, I'm on paid time off." Well, that's great. What are you doing on paid time off? I'm retired. I have another 30 days on my vacation time, and then I've pulled the string for retirement. That's a great day when you finally make that decision. But it's a different time. Because when you think about it, you know, what motivates us? You know, before we're retired, it's kind of easy. You know, our job requirements may motivate us, our daily work tasks, any training or learning requirements. Think of how many people this year have had to learn to work from home or do something with a computer that normally they've been doing face-to-face. And you know, anything else related to our daily, weekly, or monthly needs, that's been kind of dictated to us before retirement by our managers and by our jobs. When you start talking about retirement, some of those things change. You know, during your pre-retirement years, you know, you have responsibilities for financial problems or financial responsibilities. We've got our monthly bills we have to pay. Sometimes we have unexpected expenses. How many people expected a hurricane to tear their roof off last year? We've always got unreimbursed health care expenses because we have deductibles and co-pays. Most of us are trying to do something to save for retirement and let that grow. And so in pre-retirement, what motivates us is totally different than what motivates us in retirement, even things like our personal time activities, Victoria.
Oh, yeah, because I'm already thinking when I retire, some of the things I want to do, I want to get into some of my hobbies and, you know, spend a little bit more time with the family and maybe even a charitable or a community event with an organization or even just making sure that I maintain my health, before retirement, so that as I ease on into those days when maybe I'm not so quick to jump around and chase a kid or two, you know, I might be able to keep up. But they definitely are things that you have to consider. And those are definitely motivators before retirement. But there is also, Gary, other things that motivate us, and some of them sound kind of similar, in retirement. What are some of those things?
Well, we still have our daily, our monthly, and our annual expenses, because those don't go away. Our power bill, our insurance cost for our house, our autos, cost of food, cost of just all the daily things that we have to pay just to maintain our lifestyle. We're probably always going to have to handle some sort of unexpected expenses. That's why they're called unexpected. And then even in retirement, we need to manage our retirement funds, and we want them to grow because we need them to keep up with inflation, which has been pretty low for the last few years. But economists keep warning us that if we pump too much money into the economy too quickly, we could see inflation rear its head back to 20 years ago, where we had inflation in double digits. So that's something that can rob your retirement very quickly. And when you talk about what motivates us in retirement or pre-retirement, there's one thing that's certain: you can't really motivate anybody. You know, what you can do is find out what motivates them, and then help them figure out how to get it. And that's what we try to do at Safe Harbor. We listen to our clients when they come in to hear what they want. No one single client is like any other client that comes in. There are certain things that are common to everybody. We all need income. We need a reliable income. We need a consistent income. Think about your 401k. Can your 401k or your IRA, can it give you a reliable income? Well, depends on how you take it out. How many of us have the discipline to only take a certain amount every month and fit that within our budget? It's hard because we have things that come up. So one of the things that we try to do is help you have a consistent, reliable income that lasts your entire lifetime during retirement.
And that's one reason we call it a complimentary consultation that is curtailed to you and your needs and your goals. Y'all sit down and visit with the client and learn about their situation in order to come up with the best retirement options possible. So we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne and take advantage of that offer or seats at an upcoming seminar. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And like I usually say when Jim is repeating these numbers, you can always go to our website, askjimbird.com. We don't have all the answers there. We've got information there that will hopefully pique some questions and raise some questions in your mind about things that are important to you. What do you need? What are your requirements going to be when you retire? You know, we're in March right now, and we're not very far away from tax time. So a lot of us, I shouldn't say a lot, some of us are already going through our files. We're looking at what we may have spent this last year, what deductions we have. And so taxes are on everybody's mind. You know, a lot of people do a good job saving for retirement. A lot of people do a good job at putting their money in different baskets, like we've mentioned before on the show. But they just fail to complete the picture looking at what their tax requirements could and might be in retirement. The old adage is, well, we think our taxes are going to be lower in retirement, so let's just defer our taxes until we retire. Well, unfortunately, that does not seem to be as reliable as it may have been 25 years ago. You know, we've got more and more people coming into Medicare every day. We've got more and more people coming into Social Security. I just read something just this week that based on the payroll taxes that were not collected this year, Social Security was going to be in trouble around 2035. Well, they've backed that up a year to 2034, where Medicare might only be able to pay a portion of our benefits. Now, we got a long time to correct that. But you may not have as much time in your retirement timeline to correct some of those things. So you need to come in. As Vicki said, what how can I move forward? Well, have a good financial advisor. You know, have someone that is going to be there to ask you the tough questions about, well, how are you planning? How is this working? How are you managing this? Think of all the top athletes. Do they do it alone? No. They have a coach, Tiger Woods. And we hope he's recovering well right now. But Tiger Woods has had a golf coach all his career. They're there to say, hey, how's that swing doing? Hey, how are you doing here? And we do the same thing with our clients. When they come in for a review, we say, how do you think this strategy is working? What else is changing in your life which may require us to maybe look a different way? And I know I'm getting kind of long-winded here, but you know, go back to taxes. Do you want to pay the minimum amount of taxes that you're required to pay? Are you comfortable paying more than you have to pay? One of the things that we help people do is look at the way they're putting their money in either deferred accounts or non-exempt accounts so that you can minimize taxes over your lifetime. You know, we've all been taught, put money in our 401ks, put money in our IRAs, and defer the taxes. Well, that's great if you're in a tax environment where your taxes are going to be lower in retirement. You know, we've already talked a minute ago about our expenses not being really that much lower in retirement. And for a lot of people, they find in that first year or first couple years after retirement, they actually spend more than they were spending when they were working. So taxes could be higher. We know that our taxes are set to go back to our old 2017 rates and bands in 2026. So right now, there's an opportunity for some of us to do some tax planning that we may not have thought of that will reduce or eliminate some of the taxes that we would be paying on an optional basis instead of a required basis when we move into the future.
So we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services. There's a lot of things to consider, and they will go over it with you with a complimentary consultation in their office or virtually by calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984 and askjimbird.com.
That's BYRD.
Yes.
And just so that you listeners know, that is monitored 24/7. So if you have any questions or you just want to schedule or just a general question after hearing the show, type it in there. We will get back to you.
One of the questions we get all the time is, when should I apply for Social Security? You know, you're eligible to start your Social Security benefits at 62. And surprisingly, the average age for people retiring today, and you're gonna kind of be surprised about this, is 62. More and more people are actually retiring at 62 than waiting to 65. Now, if both of you, let's say you're married and you and your spouse are working, it may be better to go ahead and let your spouse, if she's of age, to activate her Social Security benefits and let the person who has had a higher wage all their life, let their Social Security grow until they take it. Because as Jim would say on the show, you know, your Social Security benefits that you will receive grow every year that you don't take them. So managing your Social Security is a great way to increase your income when you're in retirement. You know, take one, let the other grow. We have questions all the time about Medicare, and Medicare sounds complicated, but it really is not that complicated. We can sit down with you and talk about the various parts of Medicare, Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, and depending on what your needs are, there are ways to take advantage of all different aspects of Medicare to give you the highest level of care at the lowest cost. And you don't want to sacrifice anything, but, you know, my mother and my father taught me, don't throw away that nickel. You know, nickels add up to quarters, quarters add up to dollars, dollars add up to 20s. So sometimes it's the little things that we can help you do that'll make a difference when in your lifestyle later on.
That's right. And Gary, I was just reading just the other day, and again this morning, there was an article on Bloomberg.com, and it was actually talking about the virus relief plan that Senate just, or the relief package that just went through, and it was actually threatening to trigger Medicare cuts. Now, I'm not speaking doom and gloom and alarm, you know, because that's not what we're trying to do here. But as part of that package, if some of you have been keeping up with all of that, that's just something you didn't hear about. You heard about the minimum wage being put on halt for the moment as they were right. trying to put that into the package and program. But this one is something that they didn't say a whole lot about. And in the article that I was reading, it said that the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package could trigger cuts to Medicare and other programs early next year unless there's a waiver that's agreed to. Now, there was a letter that got sent by a minority leader. I'm not going to mention his name, so I'm trying not to be too political here. But that $36 billion, folks, that's a billion with a B cut, and as much as a $90 billion cut in other programs could be slashed. So if Medicare is how you take care of your medical expenses, mm-hmm. it could be in trouble.
It could cause some changes. Think about it. You know, our country is not the same country today as it was 30 years ago. The baby boomers have changed all sorts of things. You know, Social Security was set up in the late 30s to give a security net for people after the Great Depression so that you'd have something there to live on and exist. It was never meant to pay your whole retirement bills.
It's called supplemental for a reason.
Exactly. It used to be called old age disability and retirement insurance. We kind of sanitized that a few years ago to call it Social Security. Well, over the last 30 years, the baby boomers who changed everything starting the first baby boomer was born in 1946 or so. The last baby boomer was born around 1964. So there's a lot of people coming into Medicare and Social Security, and our medical advancements are allowing us to live longer and longer. That's a risk in retirement that most people are not even thinking about. You know, most people think of retirement as, well, I'm going to be retired. Well, how long did your parents live after retirement? They may have retired at 65. They may not have lived that long. The average age of a person today, if they're 65, for men, average age is about 85, women about 87, and that's average. That means a lot of us are going to live a lot longer in retirement than we're really thinking about. That means some of us need to be paying for our expenses and stretching our money for 25 to 30 years. Think about it. That's almost as long as some people work. So it's so important to stretch every dollar that you have and have a certain amount of risk. And we talk with people every day about really honing in and defining their risk profile. Everything in retirement planning is about risk. When you're young, and when young people come in to talk to us, we're going to put them in something like managed money. We're not going to put you in a strategy where you can't use it in 10 years. But if you're in your 50s, you have a whole different risk profile that we have to take into account when we're helping you to plan, especially if you're like a lot of people and your planning so far has been, well, we've been putting money in. It's helped us to lower our taxes while we're putting it in. What other plans have you made? What plans have you made to take it out efficiently? Where are you going to take it from? You know, do you take it out of your tax-deferred accounts? Do you take it out of a Roth account? Here's a little plug, and I'm sure your CPA will tell you this time of year. If you can, put money in a Roth. A single person, I think, can contribute up to about $7,000 a year. Married couples up to about $17,000. When you put money in a Roth, it grows tax-free. When you take it out, it's totally tax-free. And if our taxes really do go up in the future, then you're not affected. But you can only put so much in a Roth. So we pretty much have to put some of our money in tax-deferred accounts.
The choices are almost endless, and it can be complicated, which is why we offer a complimentary consultation, no pressure, no obligation, to sit down with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, or to have a virtual appointment or telephone call. But you've got to pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984. 877-251-1984. As well as go online as well, askjimbird.com.
Yes, you can. And we hope you enjoy springtime. You know, we kind of missed Mardi Gras, and now we're moving through Lent and on to Easter and to summertime. And it's easy to get lulled into the, well, everything's okay. Everything's getting better. You know, compared to this time last year, think about it. This time last year, we were just hearing about COVID. We had no idea it would shut our economy down for almost a year. And many parts of our economy are just opening back up right now. So that means a lot of people's retirement plans have been changed. You know, some people have not been able to contribute into their IRA or Social Security. You know, when you're not contributing, then the amount that you're going to be able to take out is affected. There's something I read the other day about people that have not been able to work in the last few months because of COVID. Well, that's going to put a hole in one of the years for Social Security for them. And your Social Security is based on a certain number of working years. That's something that I'm sure we'll address later on. But, you know, the importance is don't fail to plan. You know, take the time to find a good financial advisor, a good financial coach that will sit down and listen and actually take your needs into account. You know, it's really easy to say, I'd put money in this, I'd put money in this. You know, that's a short-term approach. It's much more important to take a holistic approach and say, well, how are we going to manage your entire lifespan? How are we going to reduce your taxes over your lifespan instead of just trying to reduce them this year by putting something in a deferred account? So that's what we do at Safe Harbor. And it's you know, it's fun. You know, Vicki is probably one of our biggest assets because she's been here for so long, and people love that smiling face when they come in.
I just want to say thank you for the regular radio listeners, and put that extra spring in your step. Ha ha, Jim's not here for his joke. And pick up that phone, go on our website, call us for no question too small, no wrong questions. You know, just pick up the phone, give us a call, go on our website, and we hope to be hearing from you soon.
Thank you very much, Vicki Miller and Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama. Take advantage of what we're saying and do give us a call at 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also go online to askjimbird.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, experience or past or future performance. Advisors Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.